Welcome to Money Making Conversations. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. It is important to understand that everybody travels a different path to success. That is because your brand is different. The challenges you face in your life are different. So stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own. My Money Making Conversation interviews will encourage you to lead with your gifts and never use age as an excuse when you are planning your goals. My next guest is a real estate investor and entrepreneur. He started investing in real estate when he started watching YouTube videos, just YouTube videos, you know, self-help videos. You can just turn on, people start talking about how you can make money. And now he owns over $2 million in property. So obviously, he learned something from those YouTube videos. So that's part of our story that we're going to talk about. Today, he wants to share his story. And he's written a book, an ebook called Interest Free Money Guide. The ebook was written to educate you on business credit. This book was created to provide a step-by-step guide on how to effectively utilize business credit. His book will teach you how to access interest-free credit on 12 to 15 business credit cards. I got a bunch of them. So, hey, I don't have 12 to 15, but I got a lot of credit cards. And we will also discuss how he got started in real estate at such a young age. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, straight out of Louisiana, by way of Lafayette, Mr. O'Neill Parker.
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Pretty good. Well, you know, you're in that real estate game. And, you know, they said when the pandemic hit, did it, you know, what type of real estate are you in? Commercial real estate? Are you in homes? What type of real estate are you in?
Residential houses.
Okay.
Residential.
Okay. Now, how was that? Were you able to show your homes? Or how did people, did it stop completely? Or where are you at right now with residential home sales?
Honestly, everything went pretty well. So we didn't really get affected by the coronavirus that bad. So all the tenants kept paying. So the thing, what I do is I'm big on rent to own and Section 8. So, mm-hmm. you know, Section 8 has never missed a payment since it's been open. Mm-hmm. And the thing with rent to own is the tenants that live in those properties, they put a big down payment and they're committed to buying that house. So basically I become the bank on that property and I'm not really just a landlord. So it's like, you know, you when you buy your house, you don't call Wells Fargo when a toilet goes out. So you just, you know, that's just the bank for you.
Okay, cool. So basically, with that being said, what exactly is your business model that you put in, that you have in the real estate game? Because I heard you say Section 8. And then before we get started, I've heard that term a lot in my life, Section 8. What exactly mm-hmm. is a Section 8 person?
Okay, so I'm going to start with the Section 8 question. Section 8 is basically regular people with low income. They use the government to help them out because they're not making enough money. So the government pitches in and pays a portion of the rent or their whole rent. And that's all Section 8 is. It's just a federal program that helps low-income people.
And when you say low-income people, what are we talking, like under $20,000, under $50,000 annually, or $15,000 annually, $30,000? What is that considered a low-income number?
First, every market is different. So, you know, Louisiana's pretty poor. So if you make like under $20,000, mm-hmm. you can apply for Section 8. But it really just depends. You can make $25,000. Just the people that make $20,000, of course, they're going to pay more of their rent compared to the people that make $25,000 a year. So Section 8 pays, let's just say your rent is $800, they probably pay $750 and the tenant pays $50. But depending on what your job is and how much money you make, it just depends on how much they're going to pay.
Okay, cool. Now, the reason I bring that up and inquire because when you talk about, you watch television, you talk about it, you're doing business with people they consider to be slow payers or no payers, deadbeats, people who are just sponges off of the government. That's the negative that you get when people use the word welfare or Section 8 people. So explain why did you decide to have that part of your business model, people in the Section 8 platform?
You know, what they say about those people is really just, it's hearsay. So, you know, you can't get advice from people that's not really in the business. So
right.
The people that's really in the business, they enjoy Section 8. So with the Section 8 vouchers, the thing about Section 8 is the people that has all those headaches are those people and those landlords that accept the first person. So it's the same as if you're renting it to a regular family. You don't just take the first person. You have to do all your due diligence. So
right.
It's the same with Section 8. So you put your application out there. You put your property out there for rent. And then a lot of people start calling you, texting you, hey, I'm interested in this property. Of course, you're not going to accept the first person. So you got to do your proper due diligence. Do your background check. You know, check their job. Check their credit. call their former landlord, things like that. So if you follow those steps, you can usually get yourself a good tenant. Now, if you get, you know, you get the person that said he got it, that's typically a bad tenant because you're not doing none of your research on that person.
I understand what you're saying here. You're saying, Rashawn, look, they're bad apples in any batch. Okay. You jump out there and don't do your, you're trying to hire a good employee. You interview the person, you call their references, you go on their social media. If they got some crazy pictures on social media, that might not be the person you want to hire. So same thing with here. So same thing here. You have to do the same thing with these individuals. It's not about a stigma of them being in Section 8. It's the people out there who are trying to live a better life, trying to step up, trying to get into a better environment for their kids, for their families. And your situation enables that and it's worked out pretty well for you. And you're based in Lafayette, Louisiana, correct?
Yes, sir. That's my market.
That's your market. Now, are you looking to expand out of that market? Or are you just going to dominate Lafayette, Louisiana? You're going to be the king of Lafayette. That's what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I'm trying to take over a little bit. So currently my market's Lafayette, Baton Rouge,
right,
and New Orleans market.
Okay,
but
cool.
My main market is Lafayette market.
So if anybody doesn't know where Lafayette is right on I-10 East. And what he just said is you go straight down I-10 East, heading from Houston, Texas, okay? Just go on down there. You're going to hit Lafayette first. Then you're going to hit the Capitol. That's Baton Rouge. Then you're going to slide right on in to New Orleans. So he's really going down. I'm going to call him the gumbo real estate man. All right, because he's doing the gumbo, bro. He controlling all the gumbo right there, Mr. Parker.
And that's what I'm trying to do, man.
We're good. Well, you know, I want to talk about you getting started in this business because there's so many TV shows on, you know, flip that, flip this, buy this. You have people coming to town talking about you can get rich if you listen to their model and how you can get into the real estate game. Now, you yourself, when I was reading your bio, it said you started watching YouTube videos. That's how you got in the real estate game, correct?
Yes, sir. So, I started my business back in 2016. It was around November. I closed my first deal. So I started my business with $63. So, you know, all the YouTube videos that I watched was like, you can get into real estate with little money or no credit. So, you know, I wanted to figure it out and see if that's true. So I ordered me some blank signs. So, the political signs that you say, like, vote for this guy or whatever, those type of signs. But I ordered some blank ones. And I wrote, "We buy houses" on them. So I put those signs out. Within 3 weeks, I made $2,000. And then
Hold on, Neil Parker. Right? See, I got a couple of houses. And because I live in both cities, in different cities, you know, I always get these little cards, people mailing me, calling me, talking about, "I buy my house. We'll buy your house. We'll buy your house." You know, and I have to ignore them because I'm not selling my house. So you just said you had some signs like those little political signs that you see people stick in the yard and you put "we buy houses" and then you jump to saying you made $2,000. Now, there were some steps that you missed there. We have to say on moneymakingconversation.com. So you put the sign out.
Break it down.
Huh? You put the sign out. You put on there neatly wrote, "We buy home. We buy homes or we buy houses." What happened after that?
All right. So basically, I did my marketing. The strategy that I've used to do that was called wholesaling, which wholesaling is you're advertising to distressed sellers. So people that's gone through divorce, they have too many repairs they can't fix, long grass, code violations, just a bunch of different things. So I'm marketing to directly to distressed sellers. So I put those signs out, marketing, "We buy houses," started getting phone calls. It was a father and a son. Their house just got flooded. So I was in the Baton Rouge market at the time. We had a big flood in 2016. So their house was flooded. They had flood insurance. So they got their check. They was just ready to sell the house. So I went to the house, offered them $70,000. So the ARV of the house was called after repair value, after all the repairs were done, like a brand new house, was about $230,000. So I got under contract at $70,000. And then I sold that piece of paper to another investor for $72,000. So I made $2,000 on that deal.
Okay.
And that's called wholesaling real estate.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. And so that person gets the house, they pay $72,000 for it, and they can sell it for wherever they want to sell it at, right?
Yeah. Right. So typically, they buy it for me for $72,000. They put all the repairs into it. Let's just say they're all in at $150,000, and they sell it for $220,000, and they make a profit.
Now, You got all this from a YouTube video.
Yes, sir. A few of them, not just one. A few of them.
Okay. Now, what motivated you to go to YouTube? Because you hear all these commercials on TV, you know, buy this or download this or go to a webinar. Would you recommend people going to YouTube to learn about how to get in the real estate business?
I would say me, myself, I'm cheap. So that's the first step for me. Let's see all the information I can find for free first and to see if I'm really interested in it. Because why pay money if you don't even know if you're interested in that type of thing? So right. that's my idea. And you know, and YouTube is like a big university. They have pretty much everything. Anything you need, you know, if you need a fix a car is on there. You wanna buy a house or learn to try to buy a house is on there. So I always say that's the first step. Use Google, YouTube, figure out what it is, you know, if you're really interested in it. Then, you know, take the next step, pay somebody that's been through it, that know what to do, and then you go from there.
Well, here's the interesting thing about it. That first of all, I don't want to, you can say, because you're cheap, that's, I say you're smart because of the fact that technology, and I always tell that to my, because my predominant audience is African Americans, and sometimes we don't take advantage of what technology provides to us, you know.
Right. And the, right in your face.
And then, you know, and the research is out there for free, as long as you have Wi-Fi. Long as you, and you can do this on your phone. If you got your cell phone, you can do it on your cell phone. So you can know you don't have to go get a laptop or go get a computer or you know, go to a tech store. You can do this on your phone and educate yourself. And these were just YouTubes. And you just went on YouTube and just Googled real estate or what did you do on YouTube that you was able to get you to the right videos?
So I'm gonna break down the story. So I was 21, built my first house.
21 years old.
22.
21. Nobody told you to do this. You just decided to do this on your own.
Yeah. So reason being, I was living in Lafayette at the time and my job was in Baton Rouge and I don't like to drive. So I wanted to live close to my job. So mm-hmm. I went straight from my parents' house to my own house. I was just looking in the area, looking for a house to buy. Couldn't really find anything. And I seen a house that they just poured a slab. So I got with a developer. We got together, we finished the house and then that's how I did that. And I purchased that house with an FHA loan, which is 3.5% down. And then a year after that, I was just on YouTube again, searching how to make more money. And then real estate kept popping up and then wholesale popped up and then I took off from there. And that's how that happened.
You just took off from there. And now you have over $2 million in real estate property?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you started... So You're leaving out so many parts here because you're a fast talker too. I could tell that too. You talk quick now, and so I'm gonna slow you down because I'm a Texas boy. I like for people to talk slow to me, especially when you're talking about money. That's when you're talking about money. What you can't do is say, "Well, you know, I went from a 70 to 72, and now I got $2 million." Excuse me. You know, you can't do me like that. You can't do my listeners like that because there had to be some slowdown moments. So, oh no, wow, that wasn't a good move there. Wow, because you am I not? Or everything has been a solid path to success?
Yeah. Nah, you know, there's a lot more to it. All this really starts from the beginning, which is with your mindset. You know, if your mindset is not right, you can't do none of this stuff I'm talking about.
Right.
So that's the first step.
Right.
So what I had to do was I had to focus on what I want to do, realize, you know, what I want to do with my family, realize what I want to do myself and just cool off for a little bit. So right. For like 2 years, I stayed locked in, read books, podcasts. I'm not really a clever type of person, so I wasn't really going out or anything.
Right.
Wasn't really talking to friends. I was just focused on what I had to do. And that's how everything happened, how it took off. Well, so a lot of people don't realize that they have to sacrifice a lot of things to get what you really want. And a lot of people are not ready for that.
That's what I want to talk about because everybody wants that that Ferrari. Everybody wants that diamond ring. Everybody wants that fat bank account. Mm-hmm. But there are sacrifices that you have to make. And when you make those sacrifices, there has to be a goal in mind as to why you're making those sacrifices. And that's what we're talking about because you made that conscious decision at 21. And we all know 21 mindset is to, you know, to be out clubbing, partying, hanging. And you decided, no, this is a opportunity to better my life. But you now are you working a full time job now, or is real estate all you do?
Yeah, I still have my full time job as well. But the thing about my job is pretty easy, laid back. I work 4 days a week, work like maybe 2 hours a day. So while I'm at that job, I'm still working real estate as well. That's another thing I want to talk about. A lot of people don't like their jobs or like what they do, but they're not really maximizing all the time that they do have to get out the job that they don't want to have. So you can't really be at your job complaining all day and not really doing nothing about it after you get off of work or doing your lunch break. And that's how I started. So while I was at work, wasn't doing anything. So I got on my computer and got to work and just started calling people, making deals happen. And then that's how it all happened for me. And then after work, I'll go to sleep at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, wake up at 3, 4, 5 in the morning, just do the same thing over and over again. And that's the things I was telling you about, how a lot of people not really sacrifice all that time to learn and develop and put time and work into their business. They rather, after work, go hang out at a bar, go play softball, play the video games and things like that. And then that's hindering your growth if you're not really all in on what you're trying to do.
Well, wow. And that's all I tell people, Money Making Conversation, is there's a technique to success. And your technique is saying, look, I can paint you an easy story and tell you that, you know, that you can do this too. But this is not cut out for everybody. And that's why you said yourself, you wasn't really cut out for this, so to speak. That's why you said, Rashawn, on the real, I went this direction because I didn't want to spend any money. That's why I went to YouTube, which was really smart. Because YouTube, like you said, you want to learn how to fix your car. You want to learn how to make a cake. You want to learn how to make a rocket. You want to learn how to be a marathon runner. You can go to YouTube. It's on there. Just type it in. Just type in search. And a lot of options will pop up. And so that's what you did. And so now with that being said, what also I like the fact was that I always tell people that if you have a full-time job, to follow your dreams, that doesn't mean necessarily you should quit your full-time job. And in fact, you should try to marry the two and try to realize, I have a statement I say all the time, Mr. Parker, is this. If you have 24 hours in a day, learn to take advantage of every hour. And that's what you did. You said, look, I got a 9 to 5. I get up at 3, I get up at 4. On my lunch break, I call somebody. As soon as I get off work, I call somebody. Now, has that led to any complications? Because I know you said your job is unique. It allows you to do that. But what if somebody was a banker, working at a bank or working at a typical 9 to 5 that tells you that you have to come to work, you have to do things 9 to 5? Can they still accomplish what you're trying to make happen, O'Neal?
Of course. So let's just say you said 9 to 5. So what are you doing between 7, 8:30? You got things. You might have to wake up a little early, stay up a little later. So you can do a lot of things. It's just how committed are you to doing what you want to do? Now, so there's always, of course, you'd be working 9 to 5. You at least get an hour lunch break. So, you know, go sit in your car. Don't tell everybody what you're doing, because of course they're gonna go around the office, and then that might be a problem.
Right.
So you got to focus in, lock in, and then do what you got to do.
Now, with that being said, you've written a book. It's an ebook. I mentioned it in my opening introduction to you. It's called Interest Free Money Guide. What exactly is that book about, and why did you write it?
So that book is really about business credit and teaching our community, the Black community, about utilizing and leveraging their credit score, because many people have good credit and don't know what to do with it, or they have good credit, don't own anything. So basically, this book is teaching you how to leverage your credit scores to get interest-free money from the banks to invest in yourself, your business, or some type of investment to make you more money by leveraging the bank's money, which is called OPM. Also reference to other people's money, because I'm sure a lot of people hear other people's money, but they really don't understand what it is. Other people's money is everybody else's money other than your own. So me, myself, I teach people how to leverage the bank's money, and you can get big lines of credit, $50,000 to $250,000 per LLC. And it could be a brand new LLC. And a lot of people in our community have no knowledge of that. So it was my goal to write the ebook to teach people about that. Because, like I said earlier, a lot of people don't know about it, and we need to start taking advantage of it, because the other communities have been doing that for a while. And that's why we're behind, because we don't know any better.
Now, how do we get there? Now, you're on my show, Money Making Conversation. Like I said, I have a newsletter. If you don't mind, I'd like to drop this information about you. My newsletter goes out to 90,000 people. And what would you say is, you know, if I had to write copy about you and drop it in the newsletter, what would you say would be like 3 sentences I should include in the copy about you in regards to what you're trying to do with your book?
Okay. So I'll say the reason you need this book is because it's giving you access to thousands of dollars that you can use to make more money for you, your family, and your kids and generations to come. That's all it is, basically.
And how did you find out about it? Just to, you know, first of all, let's slow back with your, because you, what are you, 25 now? Am I wrong in that age?
26
years old, 21 years of age. You was trying to find out who you were, all right? Because you went on YouTube and you found these real estate videos. You looked at them, you said, I can do something. Went, got you a home in Baton Rouge and did a wholesale deal, made $2,000. This is in 2016. Now we're in 2020 in the middle of a pandemic. You have $2 million of valued property out there. You have good renters. Some of them are Section 8 people. They're loyal. You do your research. You have created, you have a personality that have said that I don't want to be a 9-to-5, but you're still holding on to your 9-to-5. How does, how can one say, how did you figure this out, O'Neal?
I got you. So it's really, I'm a long-term thinker, long-term planner. So I know my job uses me, so I do everything I can to use them. So you got to realize that banks like people that have 2 weeks checks, which is considered a guaranteed check. Mm-hmm. Banks don't really like entrepreneurs because they don't know where their next check is coming from. Right. Their next check is not guaranteed. So I know I wanted to buy rentals, build up my passive income to, of course, replace my job, maybe even double my job income. So when I do quit, I have those 2 year tax returns with my business and I have my assets to pay for everything that I'm trying to do. So that's the reason why I kept my job. I still have my job because it's a lot easier to get funding from banks and private lenders, hard money lenders, and things of that nature. So it's all about long-term thinking and planning for the future, not just for now. So
I see what you're saying. You said, Rashawn, as an entrepreneur, like you said, people don't know. There's no guarantee because you are what they say, an entrepreneur. But because you have a full-time job, they see a steady check, a guaranteed check, and means that could be a guaranteed commitment to making that monthly payment.
Exactly. You got to look good to the banks. You got to look exactly how the people that's lending you the money want you to look to get the money that they're trying to lend.
Wow.
So I figured that out, and I just kept my job. So I could have quit my job. So going back to the beginning of my story, I started the business $63, made $2,000 in 3 weeks, and I made $50,000 in 4 months. So at that time, I was making like $60,000, $65,000 a year, but net, that's really like $40,000 to $45,000 a year. So I made more of my part-time job than my full-time job.
Right.
And most people just walk away, but because people don't think about the long-term gain. They think about right now.
Right. What is the downside of being an entrepreneur, if there is a downside to being an entrepreneur? Because like you said, now I'm sure, do you get health benefits with your full-time job?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Sir.
So you got health benefits you don't have to worry about. You know that check is going to be coming to you on a regular basis. You know it is like a clock. What are the downsides of being an entrepreneur compared to a person who's living both lifestyles right now, O'Neal? You're a full-time employer and you are basically a full-time entrepreneur. So you get to tell me exactly the benefits of being a full-time person and the benefits of being a full-time entrepreneur, because you clearly have figured out the 12 hours I'm giving this and 12 hours to give to this, and I'm gonna sleep somewhere in between.
Yep. So the benefits of both is, of course, what I said earlier with the funding and everything, with the job, insurance. You can also leverage your 401k. So I do that as well. So going towards the 401k is like your job is giving you whatever they match, 6%. You put in the same. So now you're billing a savings account or something like that with the company.
Right.
So what I did maybe like a month ago, I took half of it out. So right now with the coronavirus, you can either, depending on your company, you could take all your 401k out, not have a penalty. But I only took half out, which is a loan to myself, put that in real estate, make more money with it. And then I'm really just paying myself back with interest. So you can leverage your job that way. The other benefits of being an entrepreneur is I don't really need the job, so I don't have to work overtime if I don't want to. I just work my 40 hours and I'm gone. So I'm not really tied down to having to go over there. So that's another benefit of it. And also just building my freedom, leveraging my job to make me more money, change my, change my lifestyle. So that's a huge benefit. Leverage them while they're leveraging me.
Absolutely.
So we're in a partnership right now. That's
absolutely
what we're doing.
Absolutely. And so being an entrepreneur, you have to be self-motivating, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And do you work with any other people in achieving your success story right now? and from an entrepreneurship or entrepreneurial side of the table?
Yeah, so, you know, have accountability partners, have friends, a lot of friends out there. Just started another business in January with my business partner, Mr. Tyron. So we hold each other accountable. Of course, we both have to play our part to make the business succeed. So that's a big part of the growth. And we started another wholesaling business. So I stopped within those 4 months that we talked about earlier.
Right.
And we started one again in January. Reason we started this business because we're both looking at the future. We want to build generational wealth, buy more properties. So we started another wholesaling business, keep our pipeline full so we can pick out the best properties to, you know, either flip or rent out for that long-term wealth.
Wow. In your book, you know, the book he's written is an ebook that you can get. It's called Interest-Free Money Guide. You're saying that in this book, you can teach us how to access interest-free credit on 12 to 15 business credit cards. Talk to us about that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the thing about the business credit is you don't need much to get it. So you just need an LLC, an EIN, 700 credit score. Sometimes it can be 680. So we just would tell them 700. Less than like 5 hardened cards in the last 6 to 12 months, and then you're really good to go. And one personal credit card, $5,000 or more. So if you meet all those requirements, you can get 50 to 250,000 per LLC, interest free, 12 to 15 months, so the same as cash. If you don't know how to make money off of $50,000 interest free money, this really isn't for you. So I don't recommend it for everybody. I recommend it for people that's responsible and has a plan. To buy assets or invest the money in something else, it's got to make them more money. You know, if you want to get this to buy a car or something like that, it's not the book for you. So, you know, if you have a 700 credit score, you have a plan, you just don't have the funding, it's definitely something you need to get.
Wow. Talking to O'Neill Parker. He's based in Lafayette, Louisiana. Got that little gumbo run. He's doing real estate from Lafayette, Baton Rouge to New Orleans. He has an exciting book that is an ebook. It's called Interest Free Money Guide. It's an ebook. It was written to educate you on business credit. And that's what we're talking about on the call today on Money Making Conversations. So are you comfortable with me putting your ebook link into my newsletter that goes out to 90,000 people on Wednesday?
Yeah, of course. And I can also send you the link so they can buy it. Mm-hmm. And for anybody else that's on here, if y'all have any questions or anything, y'all can follow me on Instagram, mm-hmm. O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L-J, Parker. And then y'all got any questions, y'all can shoot me a message. But yeah, you can definitely put on there.
Oh, definitely. Well,
I much appreciate it.
I'm telling you something, O'Neill. I wasn't trying to give away your book. Now, you say, I'll give you the link on so you can, they can buy it. I'm trying to sell you. I mean, you're a money-making guy. This ain't free moneymakingconversation.com. This is moneymakingconversation.com. And I'm just realizing that, I'm older than you, of course, and I'm always interested in hearing different plans of success. And, of course, I started at 21. I didn't have the technology that you have today. And you seem to be wise enough to understand that use the technology because it's free and it's available. And it also can expand your education because your education in the world of real estate was self-taught, correct?
Yes, sir. Of course.
Well, my friend,
self-taught.
I want to thank you for coming on my show, man. It's a great conversation. We will. My staff is going to reach out to you and get those links and get some more photos and some more information so we can put it in this week's newsletter. I want to thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation, O'Neill Parker.
Hey, man, I appreciate you for inviting me, man. And I appreciate God, because I got it, we'll be here.
Absolutely. And I know you're saying you're starting your business in September and January again, right? A new business in January timeframe, right?
We started in January 2020, this year. We're 8 months in.
Okay, great. Well, I tell you what we're going to do on your anniversary, we're going to bring you back on in January so we can talk about how that first year went through the pandemic, coming out of the pandemic, and we'll talk about how you're looking in January for 2021. Is that all right?
I'm ready for that. As long as the fans want it, I'm here for it, man.
I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for calling my show. If you want to hear more Money Making Conversations interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I'm your host.